He lifted her overnight bag from where he had laid it on a chair and led her into the hall and up the stairs to the tiny attic bedroom. She looked from the window across a lawn where the last light of the day lay in long autumn yellow strips, divided and subdivided by the trees along the west side of the garden. The dew was already settling on the grass and would soon turn white as it froze in the tumbling temperatures. She turned her back to the light and cast curious eyes around the room, settling finally on the unmade bed. Enzo missed the cold that clouded them suddenly. He was distracted. It was almost 7, and he knew it would take him nearly 30 minutes to drive south to the Tour de l'Enfer and his rendezvous with the writer of the note.
"I'm going to have to leave you for a while," he said. "I have a meeting in half an hour."
"How long have you been sleeping with her?"
The question came straight out of left field and caught him completely off guard.
"What?
You've only been here 4 nights. So either you're a very fast worker, or you knew her already."
Enzo felt his face flush, and wondered why he should feel any guilt. She had no right to make him feel guilty.
"What are you talking about, Charlotte?"
She nodded toward the bed.
"2 people slept here last night. A quite separate imprint left by heads on each pillow."
Enzo glanced toward the rumpled sheets and saw where Jane's head had left a deep depression on the left-hand pillow. He had spent the night curled up alone on the right side of the bed. He was damned if he was going to defend himself, but he did.
"We've never been mutually exclusive, you and I, Charlotte. You were the one who made that the rule, right from the start."
"Men find love so easily," she said, "or at least sex. They always seem to confuse the two. I don't think I want to sleep in a bed where you made love to another woman the night before."
He sighed his exasperation.
"I didn't. I might have, but your call put a stop to that. You want to hear it?"
He crossed to the answering machine on the bedside table.
"Your message will still be on the tape. A real passion killer. What was it Jane said as she left? Oh, yes. We'd better not soil the bed, because I really don't feel like changing the sheets."
His finger hovered over the replay button.
"Don't."
He swung around to face her.
"What do you want, Charlotte? Jane Killian doesn't mean a damn thing to me, but I'm not made of stone, and you're never there."
His voice stopped abruptly, cut off by the shock of seeing the silent tears that ran down Charlotte's cheeks. Her fine, brown eyes were blurred and lost behind them.
"What's wrong?"
His question sounded feeble, hopelessly inadequate in the face of her obvious distress. He stepped toward her to lay a hand of concern on her cheek. But she brushed him aside, crossing to the bed to sit on the very edge of it, her hands folded together in her lap. She seemed oddly crushed and fragile in a way that belied the strength he knew she possessed.
"I'm pregnant."
2 simple words, almost whispered, that would change his life forever. The shock of them left him bereft of something to say and holding his breath. He stood in the silence of the room, hearing the blood pulse through his head. Finally, he found his voice.
"How?"
And no sooner had he uttered the question than he realized how absurd it was, a thought not lost on Charlotte.
"Law of nature, Enzo. You fuck a woman without protection, there's a good chance your sperm will find her eggs.